Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM. Well, the end of the year, 2020, is just about It's all over, folks. However, 2021 is just around the corner. Steve Meckenbecker, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Shane.
So, crystal ball moment. Let's have a look and see what 2021 has in store for us. RBA, are we going to go interest rates going positive or staying where they are most of the year? What's your take?
The cash rate will stay where it is for, I think, the whole year. I think we'll be looking at it for the 11 months where it changes or they meet in 2021, and we'll be saying, it will be the same. It certainly won't be going up. There needs to be a much stronger recovery than we've seen to date, much lower unemployment, much higher inflation, and I don't think the Reserve Bank Governor is at all keen to see negative rates won't be going down.
Okay, having said that, will we see the government doing anything? The federal government, let's have a look at them.
Yeah, the federal put in place a high level of stimulus and potentially a very high budget deficit. So it's throwing a lot of money at recovering. Some of those measures, the support measures, run off at the end of March, things like JobKeeper. There'll be a moment where we say, what does this mean in the economy? And it will hurt. There's no question that some businesses that are getting JobKeeper will lose JobKeeper and say, you know what, we've got to pull the pin, it's not going to work. And the other thing that has sort of help them not make that decision to date is that there's been a bit of a moratorium, solvency laws, so trading insolvent, that also starts to run off around about the same time. So businesses are going to make that call and say, gee, this is, you know, we just can't keep going. Now that will mean higher unemployment and it will mean greater stress on people. So I think there'll be a moment where the government has to look at it and say, have we done enough? That FHA put in place a few months back is very reliant on measures to stimulate business, private enterprise, business, investment. If businesses look at it and say, this is still too high risk, we're not prepared to jump in and do that, then the government will have to say, all right, the deficit won't be spent this way and the stimulus won't come this way. We might have to supplement that with greater infrastructure spending and find ways of directly pumping the money out that don't need businesses to say, yes, I'm going to commit and borrow to lift investment in the overall economy. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit of a revisit in the budget next year that goes a little bit harder on direct government spending and investment.
What about state governments? Now, obviously, can they do anything measurably? And we'll talk about Queensland in this case.
Yeah, state governments have, you know, they've got many fewer strings to pull, and they're reliant on GST revenues that they can't fully control to fund their budget. So I don't think state governments can do a whole lot. They've already put themselves under a fair bit of stress and taken on debt. So I think they're sort of at the point where they'd have to say to the feds, look, guys, you're the ones with the money, you're going to spend the money. They can sort of get out of the way with some red tape and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, I think state governments have pretty well spent what they've got.
And I guess the final one is, what can business do, whether it be small or large business, what can they do that offsets any of that and is irregardless of what the federal government does? Do they need to go out on a limb and actually take a risk? And if so, will it work or would it work?
Yeah. Any investment is a risk, of course, because, you know, you're investing in something new and different, and you've got to look at it and say, well, all right, is this going to deliver a return to me that will repay the funding, the debt, the employees I've taken on, et cetera, et cetera. So any investment is a risk. Businesses should not be going out on a limb. They should be making reasoned decisions that say, yeah, I understand the risks here. I've looked at the possibilities. I've talked to my potential new customers or existing customers about increasing volumes or a new business line or whatever it is. So I've mitigated the risk as well as I can. Yep, I'm going to go ahead and invest. Now, that's the behavior you want from business. You don't want businesses that are going way out on a limb, because that won't help anybody longer term, because too many of those will fail. So the behavior you want is, yep, look for investment, look for ways of creating new jobs and new revenues for yourself and earnings and returns, but well reasoned and thought through.
So looking ahead to 2021, a rocky road.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a year of recovery, but it will come with some volatile moments and some tricky decisions and some pitfalls along the way for us. But I think we will see recovery. And at the end of the day, we'll be saying, yes, we're on the road to a happy 2022 by the time we get to this time next year.
Well, season's greetings to everybody. Let's hope you keep it nice and safe. And to you, Steve Meckenbecker, thank you very much for being a part of the program all through the year. Look forward to your company again next year.
Absolutely look forward to it, Shane, and have a great Christmas.
This is Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5.